Hey, what's going on, guys? So, I want to make a kind of a much more serious video and more longer one, all right? I want to make me a long video talking about how porn affected me. Now, I haven't really talked much about this because, one, this is an ongoing issue, but two, it's been going on for 30 years. Yes, you heard that right, 30 years. I'm 36. 30 years. Take that away. That means I saw porn when I was 6 years old. And I think that it had a very dangerous and detrimental effect on my whole entire life. And I'm going to get into it. So one of the things that I will first, I'll go back to the beginning. And I can't obviously go into too much detail because, I don't know. It's a bit much, but I remember the first time I saw porn, and I was sitting there looking at Hey Arnold on Nickelodeon, and the channel switched. Now, I don't know if I should include this part, but you know, there was some spiritual stuff going on in my household when I was like a little kid. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but the channel flipped by itself, kind of. And I saw some things that was very deep end type stuff. Like, the type of stuff that I saw was like the worst it can get at like a 45-year-old level. I won't go into too much detail about what I saw. Maybe I can save that for a stream. But I saw some messed up stuff at 6 years old, and the channel turned back to Hey Arnold. That's all I'm going to really say. I just don't want to go into too much detail about that right now. So when I saw what I saw, I didn't think much of it because I was six. I was a baby, 1994. So I saw it and I continued playing with my little toys. Looking at Hey Arnold playing video games, Super NES, whatever. Whatever. But then I started noticing that things were not what I wanted them to be. Things were not making me happy. Things were not making me excited anymore as a little kid. Which, it's a bit odd. It doesn't make a lot of sense because of the fact that I was really enamored with what I saw, and it was more of a subconscious level. I saw something that was on the tail end of things, and because of that, as a 6 year old, the dopamine was like firing off so high it was too much for my brain, I think. And everything else was like bottom tier. Everything. Playgrounds, playtime, nap time, whatever. All that when I was 6 years old was crap. And it continued to be crap. So when Christmas ran around that year, I saw this during the summer. When Christmas ran around, my toys, they weren't as meaningful. They weren't as meaningful, they weren't as cool, and they weren't as exciting. That was my downfall. So at 6 years old, I was starting to go downhill in life, mentally. It gets worse. So people started showing me porn and stuff and images and all that type of stuff really throughout my whole life. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. People... my quote-unquote friends, who I won't mention that much, they did, like, acts in front of me. Not to me, but to themselves and stuff, and I was kind of like in the... I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, but I'll mention that later. But anyway, I was exposed to a lot of weird sexual behavior, even at like 8 or 9, even at 6. Because of that, whenever I tried to do kid stuff, it was becoming apparent that it wasn't the same. And then I'm going to speed up some things. When I was 12 and 13 years old, I wasn't really interested in girls. I've mentioned that before. I mean, girls are okay. Girls are not okay enough in my mind to like sleep with. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I can go with or without. I really don't care. There's a reason why I'm a 36-year-old virgin. Let's just keep that, straight. But I really didn't have an interest in girls, even at 12 and 13 years old. It just didn't develop. Now, I don't know if it's because of the porn I saw. I don't know if it was because of the amount of sexual content that I saw and it fried my brain, even in the 90s. I don't know what was going on. But I really, really lacked interest. Then when I got older, when I got really old, like 15, 16 years old, able to drive and stuff, I didn't want to date. I didn't want to date. And not only did I not want to date, I didn't really want to pursue dating. I didn't want to pursue women. I just didn't. And it was kind of worrying my parents. And I couldn't really push myself to date. I couldn't push myself to even hold hands with a girl. It just seemed like it wasn't as good as what I saw. I was like seeing online porn at like 12, or like no wait 12 10, about 10 12 years old. So I was seeing porn on my own at like in like 1998 to 1999. That's the truth, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. And I really think I really think it destroyed my life. In a short in way. When I got in my teen years, I was homeschooled. That only made things worse. That made things really bad because I didn't have an outlet to socialize. I was never around my peers. And that just kind of it trapped me with the porn that I was seeing since the 90s. So that just made that was the last bit of hope that I think my parents had for me. They still held out, especially my mom. My mom still to this day gets on me about talking to people and socialization and all that jazz. And I'm like, look, I don't think there's any time left, and you need to accept it. She doesn't like hearing that, but I still say that to her anyway. But anyway, as I entered my college years, I was 21 going to college. That's very late. Should be 18, but I didn't have my GED until like 21, so because I was homeschooled. I had no social skills. Wasn't around women until 2021. I didn't really know how to function around people. And that's a bad problem because whenever you have a 2021 year old that doesn't know how to socialize, doesn't know how to talk to his peers, spend all his time isolated and fried off of porn, and don't really know how to communicate, you're going to have problems. And I had some severe problems going to college, going to trying to go to clubs and all that. It was really bad. And honestly, I shouldn't have gone to college. I should have just gone to trade school. I should have gone to a trade school. That's I do regret that. But anyway, that's another story. When I was in college, it was an evangelical college. I went to a Christian college. Okay. And it's now shut down. But anyway, when I went there, everyone was like socializing and everyone came from brothers and sisters. everyone had something to kind of fall back on. If it wasn't their good looks, it was their social skills. Wasn't their social skills, it was their knowledge of the Bible. If it wasn't their knowledge of the Bible, it was the fact that they had brothers and sisters that went there. I didn't have any of that. I didn't know much about the Bible. I went there to get closer to God, which I felt like that was a good choice. I'm the only child, and I have social skills, and I was, like, really overweight. Like, I was, like, 400-something pounds. I was almost on oxygen at that point, which I did get on oxygen later on in college, but it was not in the beginning. And I had me a dorm by myself because I couldn't really bear the thought of being around another human being. It scared me. So what ended up happening was I was severely depressed all throughout college. I didn't really socialize, and I really didn't have a lot of fun. I just went to church and stayed in my room for like days at a time. No one knew that I was in there. People thought the room was abandoned, and they would see me like stumble out of there. They thought it was like a janitor's closet, but it was really my room. It was bad. It was really bad. And I saw porn as a friend. And it was my only friend. It was my best friend all throughout my life. Through the early and mid-90s, through the early 2000s, through me being terminated online in 2001, from me being homeschooled to me getting my driver's license, I celebrated by looking at porn. When it came to me getting accepted into college, I celebrated looking at porn. When it came to me being depressed, even when I was like, even back in 2004 when I tried to kill myself, like, I numbed the pain by looking at porn. There's a bad pattern here. Excuse me. And I just think that I had a very serious problem with like equating friendship with porn. And it's not my friend. I know that now, but I'm like trying to get out of it. So, you know, I'm trying to get out of it. Anyway. So I realized that nothing mattered. Like, everything I was doing was not as good as porn. Whether it was me graduating, whether it was me talking to someone barely. I mean, I sat in the college eating campus where we ate our food. I sat there for 9 years alone, and no one talked to me. I didn't know how to communicate with people. And it was a testament to how isolated I was. There was people who tried, but I didn't know what to say to them. It was like, it kind of ruined me. Porn really ruined me. And I think that when I graduated, the first thing that came to my mind was, it was around my birthday. It was like the week of my birthday, the day before my birthday or something like that. I think I graduated that Saturday, and my birthday was the next day. So I got me a laptop, and the first thing I did was celebrate it by looking at porn. Because I wanted to feel good. I don't feel good at all. And looking back at 30, as a 36-year-old, looking back at like 2021, I didn't feel good at all. And I was severely depressed. I haven't really said anything about this. Even my therapist doesn't know this. But there was times where the depression was so bad that I would drive to like the local like pawn shop and look at the guns, and was gonna buy a gun and just shoot myself in the dorm. Like, I was like, because I got kickback money. And there was one week where my grandma died and we buried her. That week I needed a car because school was starting that Monday. If I had had a car at that time already, I would have saved the kickback money and got me a gun and just shot myself. I would have shot myself. And the dorm wouldn't have cared, just would have done it. that's how bad the numbness was, to where there was no joy in anything that I was doing. Not even getting my degree, not graduating, nothing. Everything was the same. Everything was gray. And that is a problem. Now I know that, because I was the exact same way at 6 years old, and I was the same way at 26, 27, 28, and now I'm the exact same way at 36. When I made this channel, I basically just wanted to just have a small following. I am the 11th biggest channel on this site for the second time. I was number 10 with my first channel, and within half the amount of time it took me to get to number 10, I made it to number 11. And I'm about to hit 150,000 views for the second time on the site. I've already done it once. And that should mean something. That's a total of 300,000 views. That's up there with DogGK. And I don't feel anything. I got my car fixed last week. Big deal. I didn't feel anything. When I saved up to $1,000, I made a video about it. I didn't feel anything. I wasn't really happy. I wasn't sad. It was the exact same. And this is becoming a big problem for me. I don't have a purpose. I don't have a direction. I don't have any goals, because there's no motivation. There's no motivation. And I think the dopamine system is very much destroyed. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to me in 4 years. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. Because, one, you have someone that is surrounded by broken women. I have bad experiences with women. I've been hurt by women, whatever. And they're all trying to leech onto me because I'm stable. Well, I walked away from that. Then, you know, I'm not really career driven either because of AI. Now, I still work. I have two jobs still. And even after I'm quitting my pizza job next week, I'm still going to be doing a side hustle. So that's not a problem. I'm not that unmotivated. But there's no incentive. I'm switching careers into computers just to do it. Because what else am I doing? There's no mental, there's no emotional connecting there. There really isn't. I don't feel joy. I don't feel anything but numbness and the occasional depression. That's about all I have emotionally. Now, I don't know if it's systemic depression or if it's clinical depression. I don't know if it's because my dopamine centers are fried from way back when I saw porn in 94. But there is faculties missing that has followed me since 6 years old. And for 30 years, I have not changed. I'm the same gray thinking individual. And looking back 30 years, the time I wasted, the things I could have done, only if I had not seen any porn. And I think that my life has primarily been destroyed. Now, there's always, you know, a will. When there's a will, there's a way. That's what Goku said in Dragon Ball Z. I think there is a will. I think there is a way out. But I will have to destroy everything. I will have to destroy my comfort zone, destroy everything to get out. So that's why I want to take this leap of faith of getting a flip phone and deactivating my smartphone and going back to church. I went to church this morning. And that's what I want. But what if that doesn't save me? That's the scary part. That's the scary part. Scary part is just doing stuff just to do stuff and then not having a purpose because you can't feel the purpose. You can't feel the drive. I don't know. Maybe I'm over exaggerating. Maybe I'm being silly. But I just wanted to say that. So that's what porn's done to me. It's fried my brain so to such a minority of an extreme that life is not really, there's nothing for me to do in life to make me happy. I haven't felt happiness since like the 90s or like 97. Like I really haven't been excited over something since the 90s. I have been dull and I have been empty since I don't even know how long. It's been that long that I don't know how long anymore. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. All right, bye guys. Hey, what's going on, guys? So, yesterday, I made a video about how porn affected me. I didn't go into too much detail, but I wanted to save that for another day, and well, it's another day, so I wanted to go into a little more detail about how bad it was. I won't get too graphic, but that's what I'm here to talk about. So, you know, going into my early livelihood, 6 years old, I was supposed to porn and mess me up, gave me no joy, and basically by 13, I didn't have the drive to be interested in girls or date. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it was because of all the porn and dopamine, but that just wasn't interesting to me. Now, here's something else that happened to me when I was seeing so much porn at like 6 years old. I compared myself, my size, to other people. Basically, from 6 to 13, I was really self-conscious about my size. Now, that's really there's no reason for me to feel that way at 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, but that's what happened. And I remember in my teen years, all throughout my teen years until like 19 or 20, I would pray to God asking him to make me bigger. I mean it. I don't care what anyone says. I'm here to say it. I would pray to God in tears, asking him to make me bigger down there because I felt that I was a failure. Because I wasn't, you know, no sledgehammer down there. So, that never happened. And, it devastated my entire teen years, it devastated my 20s. It just devastated me. So, that's one thing. Another thing is that I really had devastating depression. It was a dangerous type of depression, you know? And it was the type of depression that led me to look at gun shops, the pawn shops, to actually buy a gun in my college years and shoot myself. In my house, in my car, in my dorm, I didn't care. And looking back on that, it was because of the porn, because I didn't see any way out of my addiction. And not only that, I really didn't find any joy in anything, so there was no point in anything. And that was dangerous. Luckily, I got out of that. But there was a part two to that. There was a ripple effect. I was suicidal throughout my whole college years. From day one, I was suicidal throughout my whole college years. And, I really just, it was bad. It was bothering me. It was psychologically destroying my life, and I had nowhere to turn. I tried to ask for help at the college. That didn't work.
I tried to ask for help outside of the college. That didn't work. I tried to ask for help by the dean. That didn't work because they had never dealt with a case like me before. And because of that, they're just like, well, here's some scripture and pray more. I did that. I memorized scripture. I went to an evangelical college. That didn't really help me. Nothing was helping me. So it was awful. It was awful. I went there to see God and I got turned away. I got turned away. And they, Anyway, so another thing that kind of messed me up was the fact that I couldn't socialize without thinking of people in that way. It was weird. It was weird. Porn did a number on how I could see people live. Like, if I saw, if I thought, if how can I explain this? It's going to sound really weird. But if I looked at people in the eye and took them for what they were as a human being, I couldn't talk to them. If I had to imagine them in some weird act, then I had the confidence to talk to them. It was weird. It was weird. And it was scaring me. It was scaring me. I've never had that problem with socializing ever in my life, except for through college. It didn't matter who it was. I had to actually think about some people being with someone in order for me to actually look them in the eye and talk to them. I don't know what that was, but that was like at my worst. That was at my worst. And I was just tweaking all the time. I remember when I couldn't go to sleep without seeing a picture of porn because it actually calmed my brain down. I actually think that when I was trying to be sober about this, it actually damaged, it did something to my brain and it made it go crazy. It made it go haywire and I honestly couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. So I would give in and look at, you know, where I would look at, nothing crazy, just typical vanilla stuff. And it actually calmed me down to the point where I could sleep at night. And I still struggle with that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So it's like, if I don't look at anything, I would have bad insomnia. I would have nightmares if I went to sleep that night. Sometimes I wouldn't go to sleep for about 20, 30 hours because I didn't masturbate and look at porn. Are you serious? Are you serious right now? But yes, that's exactly how it was throughout my 20s. Even before I made my channel, right before I made it, I was fried. I was fried. And I couldn't focus on anything at all. At all. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't write scripts. I couldn't make videos. When I did, they were barely any good. I could have been something on YouTube. And that's something else I haven't really talked about. I have garnered throughout my whole time making content for the past 6, 7, 8 years and stuff like that, throughout multiple websites all together, I have managed to gather 500,000 views worldwide. 500,000 views. I counted all of my abandoned accounts, all the views I got, all the views I still get on my old accounts. It's about 500,000. And I have nothing to show for it. No monetization, no following, no subscribers. Because I abandoned all my channels because I can't focus on anything. And I got porn to thank for that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to talk about part two on what porn did to me and what it did to my brain more psychologically. And how it kind of messed me up. And how, I don't know. It hurt me. It really hurt me. And it really scared me and bothered me. What else? If there's anything else I can think of. When I didn't look at porn, I was having nightmares of shadow people. That's weird. When I looked at porn, they didn't show up. When I didn't look at porn, they showed up. So I was having nightmares of shadow people in my room, like black figures. It was bad. I had sleep paralysis.
It was bad. I was seeing energy sparkles around people when I didn't look at porn. It was weird. Weird stuff was happening to me. So if I looked at porn, everything went away. If I didn't look at porn, then things went south really quickly. And it started to affect me in my daily life. I remember one time I went 56 days without porn. And I made videos about it. And I still look at those videos for motivation. And man, this is amazing. I gotta do better. I went 56 days. The child people went away. The sparkles went away. All that went away. The nightmares went away. But it took about a good 50 days for it to get better. And then 6 days, I started to feel normal. I don't know. I gotta get me a smart... I mean, not a smartphone. I gotta get my flip phone activated. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna order me a SIM card for my flip phone. Mint Mobile works with my phone, my flip phone that I'm currently using to make this video. And I'm just gonna go with it. And I'll just pay off my phone. I'll just pay off my smartphone and deactivate it and leave it in the basement and just not plug it in. There's no reason to have anything really at this point. There's no reason to. So, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Porn is a drug. It will mess your life up like it did mine. From 6 to 36, it has been my worst enemy and my best friend. And that is dangerous. That's dangerous. It should have never gotten this far. Well, yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, bye, guys.